his people.
And such visitation is to accomplish a task in our lives that breaks the walls of our limitation, opens us up to limitless possibilities in the spirit, and begins to give us an identity in the kingdom that will marvel the kingdom of hell. Wisdom of the ancients that the kingdom of hell cannot understand nor relate with, and power of the ages to come that bears witnesses with signs that cannot be denied. And for such a time as this, God has brought his servant to bring us a lifting in the spirit, to minister by the spirit and break certain limitations, so that the true identity of the church upon our land will find expression. And for such a time as this, I'd like you to welcome with me my father, Apostle.
Can you celebrate the Lord Jesus? Exalt Jesus, exalt the Lord. Give him glory and praise. In Jesus' mighty name. Father, this morning we ask that you help us. Cause your voice to be heard. Cause our eyes to see the direction that your spirit is pointing us to. And grant, O God, that the least among us will become as strong as David. In Jesus' mighty name. You may be seated.
Turn your Bible to the book of
John chapter 4. Because of time, we'll just take one verse of scripture. John chapter 4. For those of you outside, you are a part of this meeting. Please let your spirit be focused. I hope you can hear me, Papa. You can't hear. Oh, man. Okay. Those of you sitting outside, you are part of the meeting. Just make sure you are focused on what is happening here. John chapter 4. I want to pick just one verse of scripture and we'll stay on it for like 35 minutes. This is Jesus speaking and he says, "See not ye, there are yet 4 months and then cometh harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for they are white already to harvest." This is Jesus speaking. Now, before I explain what is going on in this scripture, amen. Now, you join me in the next 15 minutes. Let me get the attention of my audience. Before I explain this scripture, I'd like to open one or two other scriptures that will bring perspective. Then we'll come back to the book of John, chapter 4, verse 35. First scripture I want to present to us is in the book of Ephesians. Before I read that scripture, I'd like to establish one basic fact. Are you still with me? Please stay with me. You see, in Greek language is the original language in which the New Testament was captured initially before it was translated to Latin and subsequently to English language. But unfortunately for us that are English speaking people, It happens to be that Greek language is deeper and richer than English language. And so when the translations were done, there were several things that were lost in transit. Now, I would soon shout, just leave it the way it was before. There were several things, several meanings that got missing in transit. For instance, in Greek language, there are four words for power. You have dunamis, which is potential energy. You have kratos, which is kinetic energy. You have iskos, which is comparative energy. We have, what's the fourth one? Exousia. Exousia actually means authority. But those are the four words used for power in the Greek language. But you see, English doesn't capture all these different assortments. So there are a lot of meanings to several scriptures that are lost just because of the lingua transition. For instance, in Greek language, there are two words for time. I know you know that. We have chronos time, and we have kairos time. And chronos time is chronological time. For those of you that went to boarding school, how many of you went to boarding school? All right. So when was dining time those days? It's universal. It's 6 p.m. Now, 6 p.m. is dining time. Any reason for which you are not in the dining at 6 p.m. will be the reason why you miss your meal that day. So many things are happening that day, but there is dining schedule for what? For 6 p.m. Now, so the 6 p.m. is the chronos, is the kairos time, is the opportune time. You will not have that opportunity all day long. It comes in a certain window. Whereas chronos time talks about the chronological time, a build-up of time. Kairos time talks about the opportune time. That's the same concept that is captured in the book of Genesis chapter 8, verse 22. As long as the earth remains, the Bible says, seed, time, and harvest shall not cease. You see, there is a demarcation between the time you cast the seed, the time for the seed to mature, and if, okay, in Ekiti State, I hope the plant maize here. How many months does it take maize to become ripe? What? 3 months, all right. So you now go to the farm and you plant maize, and after planting maize, you come back 2 weeks later by faith with fasting, demanding that a harvest should find expression. You are wrong. Because when you sowed that seed, your control over the seed ended the day you sowed it. You sowed into a principle, and that principle will have to overtake that procedure, and in the fullness of time, it will yield according to the principle. So you have to wait for 3 months after you have sown. You will even be within the place. You will apply fertilizer. And all of this is chronos time. And your harvest might just be a window of like 1 week, 2 weeks. And that all you are doing in 3 months is towards a 2 week window of kairos. Are you with me? Now, you see, just like I explained to us now, the purposes of God also follow Chronos and the Kairos principle. Now, stay with me. Okay, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. How many of you remember the book of Joel chapter 2 from verse 25, where the Bible says, "And ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and bless the Lord thy God that has dwelt wondrously with you, and my people shall not be ashamed. And I'll restore unto you the years that what? What's the sequence? Locust, is it? Canker worm first or locust first? Okay, locust,
cankerworm, palmer worm, and caterpillar has eaten. Now, you will realize that in that scripture, the Bible says that this caterpillar, this locust, this palmer worm, is not grass that they ate. What did they eat? These demonic, those are metaphors to signify demonic activity. Demonic activity will not build around your Chronos. Demonic activity will build around your Kairos time, because that is the time that you can benefit from the effort you have been investing. Who do not have adequate prophetic understanding to know their Kairos time, the 3 months of labor in that corn farm will be wasted. Are you with me? So your Kairos moments are going to be subject to demonic contention. Hence, you must understand what we call the time redemption principle. Time redemption principle. I don't have time this morning, but I'm trying to give you some highlights. Have you seen someone God spoke to as a young man about ministry, that I will use you to shake a state? And right now the person is old, and unfortunately our pilgrimage in time is finite. The person is very old, and the things that he said God told him had not yet come to pass. Now the reason is because such a person may not have been sensitive to the Kairos windows, and when those demons came and contended with those windows, the efforts that were invested in previous Chronos seasons could not be actualized. That's why the Bible says that the sons of Issachar, there were men that understood the times and knew what Israel ought to do. There are several lines of action that you must adopt when a Kairos season comes in order for you to appropriate the potential that that season comes with. But let's build. Ephesians chapter 5. Ephesians 5 verse 15. And the Bible says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools," because it's possible for wisdom not to be part of your walk. And if wisdom is not part of your walk, you don't have the ability to redeem the time. It says, "See then that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time." Now, I would like someone that has an electronic Bible to probe into the word time in that scripture and tell us what word is it. Is it Chronos or Kairos? You have an electronic Bible? Alright. That's Kairos. So redeeming what? Kairos. Now, so every generation must have to understand their Kairos, and they must know what to do to redeem it. And that is the only way, the only thing you can do that suggests that you are not walking as a fool. The cycles of your life, the seasons of your life have been programmed towards purpose. But there's a responsibility for you to design the time so that you can redeem the import of the Kairos. Are you still here? Now, a season is upon us as the body of Christ in this land, for instance. And it's not everybody that can tap into that season. As much as we are hearing now that there's a season, that is not what it takes to tap into the frequency of a season and the grace that is in a particular season. As we build, you will come to understand that it's a lot of responsibility for you to redeem a Kairos moment, because demons are going to contend with you as soon as a Kairos window opens. And just in case you did not redeem the Kairos moment, it will not be God's fault. that you were unable to redeem the moment. It should not be God's fault that you were not able to maximize the possibilities in the moment. It should not be God's fault. Just like a young lady, everybody is approaching you, because it is a Kairos moment. The story of your life will not continue that way. You will need to do something to redeem that window. And if you don't redeem that window, and demons manipulate that window away from you, your life will be a product of a major prayer point. That is, you become a prayer project, migrating from place to place. And the reason why you are a prayer project is because there was such a time that there was a window that you did not discern. You felt, oh my God, I'm beautiful. Meanwhile, the window calls for a strategic line of action. And if that action is lacking, it won't be God's fault. Because what God does is that He ordains seasons and He builds into seasons possibilities for destiny. That's what He does. And then He allows a cycle of seasons to break over people. It is your responsibility, first and foremost, to discern the season. And then secondly, to know how to redeem the season. So that the season will not just come and go. You will tap into that season and appropriate the grace that came with the season, so that the season will live with you. Yes, you trapped it down. That's what I'm talking about. That season never passed. You trapped it down and it became part of your civilization. But several others that are not that wise will allow that season to go, and then they'll begin to pray that God should bring the things that were captured within the season, and God should bring it back. But God doesn't work like that. God works with times and seasons. The Bible says, for every purpose, there is a time. And there is a season for every work under heaven. God works with seasons. When He encountered the omnipotent God could have told Sarah and called for the child, come now! And then Isaac, the womb would have just grown. He has that power. But the omnipotent God came to Sarah, and what He said was that according to the time of life. Why is it that God could not violate that? He had the power to do that, but He will not do that. Because that is how it works. It will therefore become unwise for you not to know when to take your journey. If you don't know when to take your journey, the seasons will pass and go, and you become a factor that is not captured within the current operations of God. You become history while you are young, because you were not able to tap into a certain season. You must have known, if you check the landscape of the church in Nigeria, you must have known that a particular major generation have actually finished their mission. A major generation has finished their mission. There is little or nothing that they can contribute to the status of the body of Christ at the moment. There is little or nothing they can contribute to helping the church navigate into the next phase of the glory of God that has been ordained for her right now. Because their season has passed. Unfortunately for us, we were not told, we were not raised to understand how to read seasons and read timing, so that we'll know when to take our journey. It's like, you know, surfing, you know, that game, that, and then a wave now goes up, you put your stuff, and then the power of the wave drives you. If you don't time it properly, divine energy can move through your generation, and you were not latching onto it. That thing happened and left, and you were on the same spot. At the end of the day, it's not the best that is the chosen. It's not the best. There are several things I want to bring to your notice this morning in a very brief moment. So, it says, see that ye walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the Kairos, because the days are evil.
He went on to say, wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. So at every point in time, if you have an idea of what God wants to achieve, are you with me? What He has in mind. If you have an idea of what He has in mind, it will make you more ready to latch onto the grace that God will release to build what He has. Because when God builds, He builds with grace. There are different dimensions of grace that God builds into various seasons in your life. Alright? And that's why there are several things you are operating in today, you were not operating in them yesterday. It's not because those things were not ordained for you. But you were not operating in it yesterday because the grace that will switch it on was in another spiritual season. And you will have to pay the price of faithfulness for you to be considered worthy to enter that season. You see, are you with me? I was trained by a teacher. So my basic ministry training is along the line of exposition. Great teacher. So, we all became expositors. Because that's what happened. The Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. And so shall a man sharpen the countenance of his friend. Any line of ministry you are open, you are exposed to, you are likely to become like that. If you have that deposit in you. Right? Me, I had the deposit of a teacher in me. And so when I met with a teacher, he sharpened that deposit until I thought I was a teacher. And as far as teaching was concerned, I had all the marks of a teacher. Until the season came into my life and God now said, I have not called you to be a teacher. And I was confused. Because I felt the height of ministry was teaching, exposition. Hallelujah. And when I was much younger, I dazzled people with scriptures. But now, there are things I can open in the Bible here. You wonder. When I see a congregation, I say, okay, what will I throw here now? That will. We'll talk about that. Hallelujah. I was trained by a teacher. And then the Lord now came and said, I didn't call you to be a teacher. It was impossible for me to believe. Meanwhile, the reason why God was another season, the possibility of me to enter into a particular season had come. And when he said that, he gave me some conference, spiritual exercises, I began to do those exercises and now noticed that the prophetic now opened. Moved in the prophetic so much that I became confused what my calling was. Meanwhile, there was a time when, you know, it was teaching. But even that time when I was teaching, my spiritual makeup and the grace that will furnish my spiritual makeup was still existing in Christ Jesus. But I had not entered into another season. So I thought I was a teacher. You will call yourself a wrong name if you do not enter the seasons that will make for the full expression of God's ordination for your life. There are several people that missed seasons that would have changed their paradigm. I hope you know what Samuel said to Saul was that, and the Spirit of the Lord shall come upon you. And you shall be changed into another man. Because that's the experience I had. Alright? I was doing teaching. And then when a season came, something opened. And when that thing opened, there was a total change of operation. A total change of operation. And it came to pass subsequently. I started, you know, those days, if I want to pray for someone, I take a scripture based on that scripture, because I was largely operating in the civilization of it.
But when more grace now came, the operation changed. Because why I can see what I'm praying about. And I will tell you, see, oh, this. So my oppression changed when the grace changed. And those days, if we move out now and we are doing an event outside, there will be no anointing on my head. Because I can only preach when there is something covering my head. And subsequently, after a while, a season opened and another grace came. And I became more effective on the field than inside of the house. All of these things were ordained by God for me to walk in them. But you see, I entered into them not at the same time. I entered into them in seasons. It is expected in God that your life will utterly change as you enter into new seasons. Utterly. Your possibilities, your potentials, your capacity, your wiring is altered on the account of your entrance into seasons that God has ordained for. So it will therefore now be an error for you not to have the ability to perceive that such a season is available, because demons will contend with it, locusts will contend with it, palmer worms will contend with it. Anything that will distract you away from the responsibilities you are supposed to carry to enter into the season will fight against your possibilities of entering into those things that God has opened. So the Bible says that we should not be unwise, but we should know what the will of the Lord is, and then he now gave us a principle. The principle is what I want to share with us now. The principle of time redemption. He said, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking unto yourselves in psalms, in hymns, and in spiritual songs. See, in order for you to be sensitive to a Kairos moment that is opening up, you are going to deal with a Chronos moment first. Is that true? In the case of maize, you have 3 months Chronos and 2 weeks Kairos. You notice that the Chronos time is longer than the Kairos time. But if you are going to deal with the Chronos time, there is a recommendation that Paul is giving us here. Now, how many of you here have received a word from God? And God says, I will do this in your life. And the thing that God said he would do has delayed, it has not come to pass. How many of you have a word hanging like that? Hallelujah. Because the world is still going through Chronos time. There are many of us that because of the delay in the time, you can actually abort your expectation. There is a possibility that which God has said will be lost in your heart just because of the test of time that you have capacity to hold on to complete your Chronos strategically. See, as the Chronos moment is going on, you are still weeding. You will still weed. You will still apply herbicide. Apply insecticide. Apply fertilizer. You are still very busy. Paul is trying to make us understand that if the way you use your Chronos will determine whether or not you can take advantage of your Kairos. And the recommendation he has given us in terms of managing your Chronos is that be not drunk with wine wherein is excess. You notice that in the world, the way a carnal man fights boredom and time is that he gets drunk. So the recommendation that Paul is giving is not the exact situation that you find among unbelievers. Paul is saying that we acknowledge that the only way to survive the weight and the challenge of Chronos, which will require that you wait for the next season to come, The only way to survive that season and be positive and keep your faith alive, obviously you need to go high, but not with wine. You need to go high with the Spirit. So, the way you survive Chronos seasons is to continually get drunk. That is, stay in a state of drunkenness in the Holy Ghost. If you sustain that state of drunkenness in the Holy Ghost, when the Kairos begins to come, you will discern it and you will know what to do to trap it down. So your adventure during the time of your Chronos moment will determine whether you can take advantage of a Kairos opening. Are you with me? Now listen. A time came, one of the foremost preachers in the Middle Belt, he died. That was the man that Idahosa was coming to ordain as a bishop. You know, those days, those bishops, the first ones, not Laosa was coming to ordain him a bishop 1 week before he died. That man was a territorial landlord, and it came to pass after the man died, he had grown a congregation, a church. He had grown a church of 3,000 at that time. In fact, those men were the hatchet. I don't want to go into those details in public. Those men were men that God gave territories to. He was young, considerably young, but very deep in God. This is a man that if he comes here, while that praise and worship was going on, he will begin to cry. His heart is so tender before God. And when the man died, so many preachers in the territory said that God appeared to them and gave them his mantle. Meanwhile, the way, if you have Elijah's mantle, the thing that the mantle did in the life of Elijah, it should happen in your life. That's how we will know that it is Elijah's mantle that you carry. Even though the sons of the prophets did not like the idea of an Elisha, but when they saw that he began to do the things that Elijah did, it was now obvious, it was no longer an object of controversy, that Elisha had received inheritance. Everybody was saying they had taken the mantle of the man as a means of advertisement that this is where it's happening now. Meanwhile, as at the time that those pastors were saying that they had taken the mantle of that man, the mantle was not available for taking. The season for that had not yet come. And in a short while, it became obvious that it was empty talk they were talking, because they did not have the ability to do what the man was doing. 12 years later. 12 years, what? Later. We were holding a prayer. My house was a prayer center because the sitting room was large. So we began to pray for the land and pray. That's a land that if you say you are praying, there are some demons, little creatures like this, that will begin to visit your house. Anywhere you hold prayer meetings, those little creatures will begin to come. I mean, those little creatures will create strange things in that place. There were times I came back from journeys and I met a frog in my sitting room. My house is airtight. And then you now take something, you want to pursue the frog. Huh? And then the thing now jumped. And when it was about to land, it disappeared. Now, all of those things were witchcraft intimidations and manipulations to make us scared so that we will not continue the prayer. And I know God. If I ever see an ammunition used from the kingdom of darkness to try to deter me from a particular thing, if I see an ammunition, it gives me an insight into the threat that thing is in the kingdom of darkness. So we continue. It was in that prayer that God showed me 12 years later that now the mantle of that man is available. Meanwhile, there were pastors that said what? Most of those pastors that made those claims died from that time to the next 8 years. Before you make noise, go and find out why a man of that stature can die. Find out first. Because it was not when a man becomes anointed, according to scripture, you know, when Saul fell in the battlefront, it was not the battle that killed him. It was his armor bearer that killed him. And when the news got to David that Saul had fallen, you know, estimation of the anointing is so carnal. When the news got to David that Saul fell on the battle, David now sang a little song. He called it the song of the bow. And he ordered by royal decree that song be included in the curriculum of every primary school in Israel. The song of the bow. I don't have time to open that to show you the decree. It's every primary school. It should be incorporated into the curriculum. How that the mighty fell. It was in that song he cursed the mountains of Gilboa, that no dew should come upon it. Now the question now is, what has Gilboa got to do with the death of Saul? You see, the anointing is given for territorial regulation. Notice that Jesus said, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come on you. You shall be witnesses unto me. He now mentioned territory. Anointing has a territorial structure. Do you see that men like Jacob, whose name became Israel, he received an impartation. And that impartation today is the name of a country. The 12 tribes of Israel, there is, and those impartations became part of physical territory. Because when God gives an anointing, it has the structure of territory from the first day it is deployed. And it is expected that that anointing will be responsible in colonizing and regulating the territory within the scope that was captured in his investment. The place where the mountains of Gilboa were was under the jurisdiction of the anointing that Saul was carrying. And the challenge that David had with the mountains of Gilboa was that, why didn't they arise to defend the anointed? It was Saul's anointing that regulated the entire ecosystem. Everything within that ecosystem was supposed to arise and fight to defend the anointed. And because the mountains did not rise up to fight for him, let no dew descend upon it. Let no rain. I have been there before. The other places are wonderful. When you come to the mountains of Gilboa, it is according as the prophet had cursed it. So it means that curse was binding on the mountains of Gilboa, justifying the fact that they should have arisen to defend Saul in the day of battle. How? At the mighty falling and the weapons of war. What? So I'm saying that the pastors would have investigated what killed that man. because it was not lack of strength that made Saul to die. The Bible says they were stronger than lions. They were swifter than eagles. And he still remains a wonder today how such a might of a man could fall in the day of battle. The pastor said that they have inherited money, not even knowing that the claim to that mantle that they made in error attracted battles. Many of them began to die. It was 12 years later, after the storm. Nobody was claiming to be in possession of the mantle by 12 years later. Nobody. It was in the midst of prayer that God now said, that thing, it is available now. Are you with me? Before I continue this story, I need to show you another story. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2. Okay, Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, are you there? All right, verse 6. Don't forget, we started with John chapter 4. All this talking I'm doing is just to bring perspective. Because in John chapter 4 is a prophecy. Prophecy that I want to prophesy this morning. But I'm trying to explain it. In Acts chapter 1, verse 6, the Bible says, wherefore, when they were therefore come together, they asked him, saying, Lord, will thou at this time restore again the kingdom unto Israel? This is a political question. They were saying, will you make us a self-governing nation? Because at this time they were under Roman rulership. Will you at this time restore the kingdom unto Israel? And Jesus said, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. Now, somebody help me with your lexicon. Click on time and click on seasons. If you click on times, you will notice that it is chronos. If you click on seasons, you will notice that is kairos. I want a confirmation first before I continue. You have checked that? So it is not for you to know the chronos or the kairos which God has set in his own exousia, his own authority. And the kairos have been set by God's authority. It's not your business. It's not part of your duty description. But your portion is that you will receive. This power will be by reason of the Holy Ghost that will come upon you. Hallelujah. You will receive what? That's your question. But it's not for you to know the chronos or the kairos which God has set in his own authority. Now, you see, what that scripture is revealing in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 6 is that God has calendar. And in the calendar of God, he has chronos and he has what? Kairos. Different from our own calendar. Are you with me? So there are opportune times. There are cycles that must be completed before several things are available. Like those pastors felt that just because somebody had died, it means his mantle is now available. But they don't understand that in God, there is a chronos and a kairos. And that chronos and kairos is regulated
by the authority of God. Get that? So now you can understand the book of John chapter 4. John chapter 4 verse 35, Jesus said, "Say ye not yet 4 months and then the harvest." That's we. It's we that normally say that. Yet 4 months and then what? Because it's referring to wheat, not corn. If corn was the staple food, then it should have been 3 months and then the harvest. But see, wheat happens to be the staple food there. So it is 4 months and then the harvest. That means Chronos and Kairos in the world of men. Say ye not that what? Yet 4 months. And what? Harvest. Say, but I say unto you. Now, Jesus' own commentary in verse 35 was a revelation of God's own Kairos and Chronos. There are some times when the Chronos of men, you know, you have to wait for 4 months before this time. And the cycle is. But there are times when the Chronos of men, it coincides with the Kairos of God. And at such seasons, what happens is that a strange thing that changes the order of events now takes place upon the face of the earth. Like this year, we are going to see one of those things. You know, in politics, it is, "Say ye not 4 years, and then the election." So I've stopped there. Those kind of events take place when the human Kairos is conflicting with the divine Chronos. Then there is going to be a shift in the earth. And people that are not sensitive will miss out of a generational possibility. From this year, we have entered into the possibility of a prophetic shift. Because if you have read the prophecies that have to do with our nation, you will find out, just in case you don't have access to a lot of those prophecies, for Elton's prophecies are sufficient. If you check the chronicles of the late prophet that rose from this land, that labored in this land, you will find out he spoke about a season where the Nigeria was going to go through the wilderness, just like Israel. And there was going to be poverty. But that was not the destiny of the land. And there was going to be a sharp retreat that would... You know, Baelti said that Nigeria was going to be known as a nation of corruption. But it shall come to pass that happened. Not for righteousness. That our transition in the wilderness has been accomplished. And the second phase of that prophecy will begin from 2019. Now, as I was saying, it was 12 years later that the mantle of that man is available. It means it was not available since. At the time that God said that this mantle was available, I was serving in Kano. And God, I was in a fast. I was in a 200 and something days fast. On 164th day of that fast. That was when the Lord now showed me that I will inherit that mantle. Because I saw what happened to the people that claimed that they had
gotten it. Even though I heard that, I was not bold enough to say it because they died. Those people spoke empty talk, and the principalities know the kind of damage that that man caused them. So, you. God said, not the best that God chooses is the faithful He chooses. Men that have stayed during the seasons of the Chronos, getting filled with the Holy Ghost, passing time. See, for you to inherit a mantle that can shape a generation is not a small thing. And mantles too have their Chronos and Kairos times. There are graces that have their Chronos and Kairos times. That's why, even though the CSC brethren have been laboring in prayer, a mantle has a Chronos and a Kairos time. And if the Kairos time from heaven's perspective now matures, God goes in search of men. That search, there are several kinds of angels, if I've read the book of Ezekiel, that help in conducting that search across the earth. You find scriptures like, I found David my servant. It's a product of a long search of a man of sufficient stature that can handle the body of a kind of grace that can shape a generation. The things that will happen this year don't happen very often, but I've seen that a lot of believers have not yet picked up. They have not yet understood that they need to begin to take their journey in terms of administering the Chronos properly, so that when the windows begin to open, they will know. What we were doing was that we were holding prayer meeting in the house, and people were coming forward, and we were consistent. And the grace of prayer began to enlarge. Sometimes we come like that, the Holy Ghost will fall, and the prayer meeting that was supposed to be 2 hours becomes 8 hours. It was in one of those moments that the Lord said, it is available. And I went for youth service in the place where I was released. I gathered some guys who started praying again, and the same prayer grace. So strong. We started praying for hours. Then on Saturday, we prayed the whole day. In one of those Saturday prayers, that God now said, okay, I will give you this month. But it will pass through the hands of two people before it will get to you. I never shared this information with anybody. I saw the fair one. And I now discovered that what makes a man huge, what makes him influential, is not something natural. It's something supernatural. When a man begins to rise, the rising of a man is not a natural thing. That's why those days, our ancestors that knew Satan, if they wanted a man to rise, they know what to do. They will have to manipulate the destiny of every other person in the family to contribute to this man. So this man will rise. The way they do the witchcraft, they use it to face the man. And then they use the thing to back the family. Everybody in the family will be poor, but only that man will rise. And the instruction is that as he rises, he will be sharing crumbs. Make sure you are sharing crumbs with them. And as they are sharing crumbs, let them be blessing you and say, God will keep you. God will. It will expand your days in glory. Hallelujah. If a man rises, it is supernatural. In the midst of devils, demons, darkness, a man is still rising and is protected. Nobody dies in his family. He doesn't come down with our affliction. You will know that there is something that is supporting his rise. After those encounters I had, I saw a man in that city. He began to rise. His voice began to become strong. And I've noticed something. Hey. I forgot that I have time to keep to. My time has finished. I saw an arithmetic that God did. When he wants to raise a man like that, there's an intercessor he will attach to. Then the man will be rising. That man that died, him and the intercessor had a challenge. That intercessor was the man that trained me. The original man that died, the intercessor was the one that trained me. I've never seen a man that prays like that. He was the one that taught us how to pray. He prays 8 hours in the day and he's a practicing pharmacist. Night vigil was as if it was time to play, because the night is too short when the man starts groaning. He said, before you learn how to pray standing, learn how to pray sitting first. Sit down. You move around too much. Sit down. Then when you have now gone 4 hours sitting, you now say, stand. Stand. Try to pray on one spot. Don't move. Let your spirit be concentrated. That must be prayer general. The reason why the original man was cut off was because there was him. Now, this second man that began to rise, after God told me the mantle will pass through 2 hands, he went to minister somewhere on a particular campus, and one guy reading engineering came to him and said, God told me to follow you all my life. That campus guy, I know him. He used to pray 6 hours every day. When he joined this man, his own work was he's inside from morning till night, doesn't see the sun, and as he's doing that thing, something begins. You can't explain what I'm talking about. You can't explain it. It's not about whether you speak good English or not. It's not about whether you are so wise, you are so vast, or you went to university. Something begins to happen. And when that young engineer wanted to get married, him and his ogre now had problem. In this case, the demons were lenient. They didn't kill him. But his voice died. He still teaches the way he teaches before. Nothing has changed. But there is something that is no longer available. Man to move to the next person. The next person was a living faith pastor that left and pioneered his own ministry. And when he pioneered, most of the people in that church, he pastored, joined him. And he was making so much progress, hitting the territory. Jeremiah, my friend, was his prayer man. Jeremiah is a strange man. Jeremiah refused to get married just because of that assignment. He refused marriage. Is 12 midnight, 2 a.m. you will see them with anointing oil. You know the idea of ministry today is to look for a suit from Italy and you put a bow tie with it. If you stay under such a pastor, demons will shave your head in the night. They will leave a sign here. That this is, they are just giving you a test. This is test. 2 a.m. After long cycles of fasting, that's when they will go to the river and command the river. That you resisted people before, but you will not resist me. Yes, they did strange things in the night. 4 a.m. in the morning, they will enter one place, enter one bush, enter one. The territory began to answer to this man. Money came from nowhere. Money came. And when money came, him and my friend Jeremiah, they had a challenge. That's how the principalities still kill that man. So I now went to God and said, because I've seen two men rise and two of them, one lost his voice, the other one was killed. And God told me while I was serving that it will pass through the hands of two men. So I now went to God and said, this is your thing, but I don't want this. This is your thing that you have. It's as if
heaven, you will reject it.
Then I went to God and said, how do we manage this matter? He said the problem with the other people that tried to manage it was that they did not understand the number of the mantle. And the mantle has a number of 7. Circumspectly, not as old, but as one. Redeeming the kindness. Because the days are evil. Let us pray. There is a strange thing that God wants to do. And while I slept yesterday night, I saw that the seasons of transition in this land has been accomplished. Yes. And the Kairos moment again has come. It is in this time now that God will raise true men that can be gatekeepers of this city. It is in this time now. I saw that in my dream yesterday night. You know, many people have risen up and said those kind of things. No. It is now that is available. Now, this is the gatekeepers of the territory. And right now, the administration of the kingdom of God has deployed angelic functionaries to go search lands and search territories to find men that can really assume the vacant orbitals that have been kept empty on the account of several veterans that died long ago. There is a search that has been pronounced in the spirit. We are praying today. The prayer is, many of you may not even understand this prayer I'm reading. The prayer which is, Lord, do not pass me by. There's something you are doing and you need men to do it. You need women to partner with you. Do not pass me by. The day of our destiny has suddenly dawned on us. The church is not ready. The young men are not ready. The young ladies are not ready. But God is in a search. He's in a search. He's in a search. He's in a search. He's in a search right now. This is the time. This is the hour. This is the hour. This is the moment. There will be a change of God. Change of God in the Nigerian church in a few years from now. New voices will begin to speak. New ranks will be given. The topography of the landscape will be altered. A new day breaks upon us. The voice of God will be heard through the mouth of babes and sucklings. Kaise nabokola mateli tela kombeza. La rosque samina cambres covelata, miso celebrante cosale, palas compraste taboco, aligro sabasima saliatama. Aelabo sete selo, presco palita mantale, pasica, Zion's head again. Voice will be heard again. Zenikompa, Sopena Kaiskonse, Primasika Prate, Labo Samalata, Presika Kombale, Preskova Seminar, Akasanikos Kamansali.
Mama, prema sheli kombre zaki kopata nekala ena nabasimo prastoga santa baboria ele la prasambara la masahira. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pule sike pre, pule salima kademo, eli tatala, resko bala kousalima, ari kama salaba honde, alo saba saka batala, e preskumba letama salikada. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I see seven vessels. Seven vessels. Standing before the presence of God. Seven vessels. Listen to me. Listen, listen, listen. Seven vessels, I see. For the Lord says that the number of watchmen are not sufficient. And so seven vessels are brought before the Lord. Listen, listen, listen carefully. There are seven of us here that will be numbered in the ranks of the heavenly watchmen. And in the next 5 seconds, the anointing to deploy you into that capacity to rest on you. There are seven of you. Listen to me. Listen. Stop praying. Just be quiet. Reduce your volume. Father, in the name of Jesus, look upon us with mercy. And stretch forth your hand that the ranks of the watchmen might be replenished. Father, choose from among us seven men that can stand in this capacity. For the number of the watchmen are not sufficient in this land. So Lord, I ask from my right hand side to my left hand side, to the outside of the hall, people sitting, people standing. Choose seven men from among us. Holy Ghost, seven men. Seven men. Inside, outside. Holy Ghost, show me seven men that you have chosen. Seven men. Oh, he comes. He comes stronger. Seven men. Holy Ghost. Move. Seven men. Show me a sign. Now, do we have ushers in this place? I call Samina. Seven men. Father, seven men. Show me. Holy Ghost. From the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. Touch stronger.
stronger. Holy Ghost.
Seven men.
Holy Ghost. Psycho temene ike tawa. Braske toke naske maha. Braiso sele. Kabo sima seli kombalatwa. Kabo si se se. Presko fetele ku pasku ma. I kusami presko vela husatahi. I see a flame burning. There is a flame burning. That's the spirit. The spirit of a radical evangelist that will rise in this class. And much praise will be given unto him. A flame burns before the altar of the Lord. There is an evangelist amidst us. An evangelist. Ayatome elikabota. Masika bresko valatuaba. Allah sosene kambaleto. A new page opens. A new wind blows over the territory. The Lord's hand is stretched forth. In a moment of time, you want to pray as a congregation. Let my gifts that you have given me that are dormant, let it become active. Every dormant deposit, call it forth. Isosina branta babori ela mamane saela masaela saika padi ela mamane sasona li mamaye kona haika masebe babo hobo haika sena maraku rahi. Oh God. Seniko presko vena iketa. Premina sunda da koria. Elite ke no mosele. And the hand of God rests upon you from this day henceforth. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your spiritual ears be open. Let your spiritual eyes be open. Hear and see. By the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Finally, hallelujah. Now, those of you that are outside, can you stand close to this door? All of you. You with a child, don't come. I will come to you, okay? All right.
Those of you outside, I can see that the hand of God is upon one of you. And that hand is so powerful. It's so powerful. Father, in the name of Jesus, that one upon whom your hand has rested, I ask, oh God, that your anointing will locate that one. 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 Locate that one in the name of Jesus. Witchcraft, manipulation that have subdued the destinies of enterprising men and women raised in the kingdom for such a time as this. Let such manipulations come to an end. Let that hold be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Let a new spirit arise from amidst us. Let the least among our numbers become as strong as David. Arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Allah Mokotia. Presto Valia Sula Mantale Mokora. My God.